Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. A few months ago, after he relocated to Atlanta from New York, Jeff Verrazano fell into a deep funk. He was working as a computer consultant, and aside from the fact that he didn't get much out of it, he struggled to find a decent slice of pizza in the city. Now, before I go on, I should mention that Jeff Verrazano is obsessed with pizza, so he took matters into his own hands, literally. He started cooking pizzas at home, and over time, nearly 1,000 of them. He experimented with ingredients and oven temperatures, and he documented the whole thing on his now very popular website. He talked with me from his new restaurant, Verrazano's. Here's how he describes the perfect pizza.
Real Italian pizza is all about balance. It's very sparsely topped. It has just a little bit of tomatoes, just a little bit of cheese, and it's really all about the crust. High-end pizzas are typically made much, much hotter than regular pizzas. A typical pizza is baked in 12 to 18 minutes, something like that. Our pizzas here bake in just about 2 minutes or so.
2 minutes? You bake your pizzas for 2 minutes?
Actually, if you go over to Italy, if you go over to Naples, Italy, I've seen pizzas made in as little as 40, 45 seconds. And it's just a really very different style of pizza than most people have become accustomed to.
You actually started cooking pizzas at home before you opened your restaurant.
Right.
How did you get your oven at home hot enough to make the kinds of pizzas you're talking about?
Yeah, it's funny. That's one of the things that made my website so popular, I think, was that I had gone to such extremes, it just left an impression on people. I moved to a new house, and I had an oven that had a cleaning cycle on it. And I first time I ran the cleaning cycle, I realized that it cleans by basically incinerating the contents. Mm. So I got a pair of garden shears, and I clipped off the lock. And I bought an infrared thermometer so I could test the temperature at different points in the oven, and I started baking my pies in it.
I understand that you actually get it repaired several times.
I was making a pizza one time, had a whole party at my house, and I was making a New Haven-style clam pizza, and a little piece of clam rolled off the pizza and rolled underneath the stone and immediately ignited and caught fire because it was above the kindling temperature. Well, I couldn't notice this. I didn't see this because the glass of my oven was completely covered in aluminum foil to protect the glass from shattering from splattering sauce, which is another interesting experience that I've had in the past. So the oven was on fire, and I didn't really notice it until the smoke started billowing out of it. So I opened up the door, and we put out the fire. I threw some baking soda and salt on it, and the fire was put out.
Now, it's not just the heat of the oven. It's also the sort of the recipe. And I read on your website that you actually experimented with a variety of recipes over a period of 6 years. How did you come up with the sort of the perfect recipe?
One thing I noticed right away was that even if I could get the char, it just didn't have the flavor profile that I found in some of the top pizzerias. So I started to experiment with sourdough cultures, and probably over 50 brands of flour or different varieties of flour. Probably an equal number of cheeses, close to 100 olive oils, and certainly over 50 types of tomatoes. So a lot of it was just trying everything and seeing what I like best. Mm-hmm.
So is it possible to make a great pizza at home? Is that realistic?
Like I said, I did have a dozen or so visits from repairmen to repair various pieces of equipment. But it is realistic. I used to do tastings in my home for 10 to 25 people, and I actually had about 700 people come to tastings over the course of years. And most of the people who came said it was the best pizza they'd ever had in their lives. And a lot of these people have been to all the world's top pizzerias as well.
Jeff Verrazano owns Verrazano's Pizzeria in Atlanta. It just opened a few months ago. Mr. Verrazano, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.